homeschool your children and not be phased. That you're different, that you're grown ups.
We're God's children.
God's children. First of all, am I going to turn anything on? It's on. Okay. I'd like you to do something, please. I'd like you to look around and see if there is anybody that you've not spoken to yet this morning. And if there is, I'd like you to move, please, and sit next to them. Has anyone spoken to Gareth? Or not spoken to Gareth this morning? You've all spoken to each other. That's brilliant. No? Thank you, Andrew.
When the music stops, sit down.
Yep. Thank you.
The music never stops.
Quite a few years ago now, I went down to Cornwall to stay with our daughter, Eleanor. And it happened to be a weekend, so I thought, oh, it'd be nice, I'll go to church. And it happened to be a unity service of all the churches. And it was meeting in the big Anglican church. So my son-in-law dropped me off, and it was a sort of Victorian, dark-looking Anglican church. Went inside. There are lots of people in there sitting down, a few people standing up in groups. Nobody spoke to me, so I thought, okay. And there was a pile of what looked like service, orders of service on the side. So I took one of those, and as I reached out to take it, this tall lady bowed down on me and said, oh no, you can't have one of those. Those are for the Methodists. Those are for the Methodists. Okay. Yeah. So I thought, all right, okay. So went to sit down. Oh, you can't sit there. Well, at that point, I nearly said, oh, I won't sit anywhere then, I'm off. But I didn't. I sat through the service. And fortunately, there was a lady who sat next to me who sort of rolled her eyes and raised her eyebrows in sympathy. Needless to say, I have never ever been to that church again. By now you have realised I'm talking about Jesus and friendly church. This will be very basic. I've got Jack to follow, so it is a bit sort of after the Lord Mayor's show, I'm afraid, but there you go. I think we are a friendly church. In fact, I'm sure we are already. We've had visitors lately, and most people were chatting to them happily. We had a lady come in this summer. I think her name was Marilyn. And I was talking to her afterwards, and she said, oh, you're such a friendly church. And Sheila actually gave her a lift afterwards, I think, to Yarmouth, you know, and showed real friendship to her. So I think we are, but we should never rest on our laurels and become complacent about our service. If you felt uncomfortable moving, I make no apologies. Just think about why you did feel uncomfortable. Okay, so that's the introduction over. I'm going to start at the beginning. And surprisingly, perhaps, read from Genesis. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work on it and take care of it. And the Lord commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die. The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was his name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds of the air, and all the beasts of the field. But for Adam, there was no suitable helper. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of the man." From the beginning, God intended us for a relationship with himself and with other humans. We're not meant to be isolated. If this were the case, I don't believe that loneliness would exist. Think about it. There are people who've found ways to cope on their own, probably through a strong relationship with God. But the majority of us, we don't. We need friends. We need each other. And I've got an acronym this morning. You know what an acronym is? To keep me focused. Can you think of a word, a three-letter word, that means friend?
Pal.
Pardon?
Pal.
Well done, Graham. Top of the class. Pal. P-A-L. P stands for precedent. As Jesus followers, Jesus sets the precedent for our lives. There used to be it was on bracelets and things, WWJD. What would Jesus do? Is a popular Christian slogan. A cliche, perhaps, but a good rule to follow. So Jesus sets the precedent for how we should behave towards others. Proactive is my other P word. I've got a great feeling for Zacchaeus because, like me, he was vertically challenged. He was a short little chap. He wasn't popular, unlike me. he wasn't popular because he was a tax collector in the pay of the Romans. But he'd heard about Jesus coming and he was curious to see him. He wanted to know what all the crowds were there for. So many crowds that he couldn't see. And I know that feeling. There's always someone with a big hat in front of me. Debbie's nodding. Always, isn't there? But he climbed up into that tree, didn't he, to see Jesus. Now, Jesus could have just walked straight by, but he didn't. He spotted Zacchaeus hiding behind the leaves. And he went forward to meet him. We have to go to other people. We can't just sit and wait and expect other people to come to us. Unless they're visitors from Winterton, maybe. We have to make the first moves in our friendship. It's not always easy. I actually don't find it easy just to talk to people, just to chat to people out of the blue. It's okay if I'm walking the dog and they've got a dog as well. but I don't find it easy to talk to people. But we have to get over that. A is all inclusive. For God so loved the world, not just us, the world. Jesus ate with sinners, tax collectors. He ministered to the Samaritan woman at the well. You know how the Jews hated the Samaritans. They'd go a long way out of their way on a journey to avoid them. But Jesus didn't. He included the Samaritan woman. He told the parable of the Good Samaritan. And he healed lepers, the untouchable ones. We all come from different backgrounds. We have different family, we've had different family lives, different education, different jobs and experiences. And we naturally form friendships with people similar to us, similar class, interests and circumstance. Prejudice isn't a nice word. I wouldn't like to say I was prejudiced. I think we're above those feelings, but ... In the church that we were in before we came to Norfolk, we were at one time home group leaders. And the elders of the church, in their wisdom, decided to mix things up a bit. And they decided that two lots of couples, four people, would lead the groups. So you'd be with another couple leading a home group. But you didn't have a choice in who the other couple was. Now, there was one particular chap that I really couldn't stand. He really got up my nose. He was short as well. And I thought he had, you know, short man syndrome. He was loud. He was opinionated. And a bit common. And I couldn't stand Nigel. And I said, oh God, please, don't put us with Nigel and Jill. To my shame. Well, of course, you can guess what happened. He's nodding. Yes, we were put with Nigel and Jill. But you know, that was the most amazing, brilliant house group. We learned so much and we had so much fun. We really did. We got to know Nigel and Jill really well. And when we got to know Nigel, we found out where he's coming from. His father had committed suicide. He suffered with a lot of ill health. He had ME, chronic fatigue syndrome, so he couldn't work. But he helped everybody. And he was absolutely brilliant with prayer ministry. I did a lot of prayer ministry with Jill and with Nigel. And God so used him. But if you'd said to me, you're going to be friends with Nigel, oh no, oh no. As a church, we should be able to welcome and befriend all sorts of people. People that we've had visiting so far have been very much like us, haven't they? You know, and easy to love. But as we grow, we could get all sorts of people coming in. All sorts, very different to us. We need to look inside. We need to see beyond the shield, the mask that people put on. We need to ask God to show us how to love them. My next reading is from James. It's actually headed, Favouritism Forbidden. My brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favouritism. Sometimes a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, "Here's a good seat for you," but say to the poor man, "You stand there," or "Sit on the floor by my feet," have you not discriminated amongst yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? A second A word is adversity. And perhaps surprisingly, I'm going to read from Job. When Job's three friends, Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Namathamite, something like that anyway, heard about all the troubles that had come upon him, they set out from their homes and met together by agreement to go and sympathize with him and comfort him. When they saw him from a distance, they could hardly recognize him. They began to weep aloud, and they tore their robes and sprinkled dust on their heads. Then they sat down on the ground with him for 7 days and seven nights. No one said a word to him because they saw how great his suffering was. Poor old Joe, we know how he suffered. He lost absolutely everything. And we know also that Job's friends were pretty useless later on. They were not good. But at the beginning, they did exactly the right thing. They came alongside him. They didn't make trite, unhelpful remarks. Never mind. There are others worse off than you. Things will get better. Chin up, pull yourself together and get over it. Have a nice cup of tea, dear, and it'll all feel better. No, there was nothing they could say. So they just sat with him and stayed with him. They understood the depths of his sorrow. There are times when we need friends like that. Friends who just come alongside and listen. Sometimes, yes, we have to act, but sometimes we need to just listen and just to be there. My last letter of PAL is L. There's only one word that we could have, I think, as our final one. Love. As a church, we don't demonstrate friendship so we can get more bums on seats or gain more brownie points for our road to heaven. We extend friendship to those we come into contact with simply because we know we are loved by our Father God. And when we experience God's love for us, we cannot help but to share that love with others, that they might too know his love and saving power. So, power. Precedent. Jesus is our precedent in all of this. Proactive. We need to make first moves. All inclusive. welcoming all without prejudice and favouritism. Adversity, getting alongside those in need. And love, do all things in love. I haven't meant this morning to give you a guilt trip, and I really hope I haven't. We all fail. I do, incredibly. My best mate is Dobby's mum, Kate. And she's the friendliest person I know. She puts me to shame. You know, we went up to London once, and she even spoke to people on the underground. I mean, no one speaks to anyone in the underground, do they? Ever, on the underground train. She's amazing. She puts me to shame. I fail all the time. Before Christmas, I said to Gareth, oh, I think before Christmas it would be lovely to get the neighbours round, just immediate neighbours round for a drink. I never got round to it, to my shame. So, you know, I fail horribly. But we all know that when we fail, we're sorry and we're forgiven. And we can start again. Lastly, I would like a show of hands, please. All of you who came to know Jesus, came to church, came to know Jesus, or were brought back into faith by knowing someone who was friendly, who was a friend. Would you put your hands up, please? Wowzers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5. Out of, that's half of us really. I think that says it all, doesn't it? Would you just close your eyes now and just, in the silence, ask God to show you how you can befriend someone. How in the week ahead, you can recognise the opportunities that you're given. Father God, we thank you that we do not stand alone. Thank you that you sent your Son Jesus to show us the way. And as we go through the week, we ask that you would make us brave. Give us opportunities. Open our eyes to see those opportunities, Lord. Know how we can befriend others and show simple acts of kindness.